Thought for today. Life always gives me a second chance. Why would I need it? Life always gives me a second chance. Why would I need it? That's a good question. Why would I need it? A lot of people, give me another chance, give me another chance. Well, we always ask for another chance when we're found out. When we have violated the rules or we have done something silly, we say, give me another chance, give me another chance. Well, you don't deserve another chance. None of us do. We do it right the first time. Now, whatever we do in life, this sounds terrible, but whatever we do, we have done because we wanted to do it. We have made a mistake because we wanted to make a mistake. We have done it correctly because we wanted to do it correctly. We have been honest because we wanted to be honest. We've been dishonest because we wanted to be dishonest. We have been walking our spiritual path because we want to walk our spiritual path. We have not been walking our spiritual path because we don't want to walk our spiritual path. Now, what could ever not be our spiritual path? What could ever not be our spiritual path? Now, there's no answer to that, because everything is our spiritual path. Because, does anyone want to give me the answer? There is only one path. There's only one path. And everyone has only one path, and it always leads to their spiritual fulfillment. If you say to a dog, you are a dog. Now that's understandable, isn't it? And then you say, you are a dog, and you can be trained. Now, I like the kennel book, the book put out by the Kennel Club. American Kennel Club, United World Kennel Club, and all that kind of stuff. The Kennel Club puts out this wonderful book. And under each dog, they tell its abilities, its talents, its general attitude, an attitude that the dog has shown over the years. And some dogs, they say, makes a wonderful pet, good with children, loving, gentle, wonderful dog. Then another dog, they'll say, wonderful pet, good with children, makes a wonderful, loving dog. Then another dog will say, wonderful pet, good with children, makes a wonderful, loving dog. I don't know that I have ever seen any dog, however vicious that dog may appear to be sometimes, or however gentle it may appear to be, where they said anything but a wonderful dog, gentle with children. Now, why is that? Why are some dogs vicious? But it's not their nature to be vicious, but they're vicious. Why are they vicious? Why are some dogs unruly? Some dogs discourteous, some dogs unmannerly, some dogs poorly trained. The last point is a telling point. Poorly trained. Let's look at it this way. A dog is like his master. If the master is a generally jolly fellow, happy lady, you know, not really pushed about life, the dog's going to be like that. How often do they say the dog looks like his master? How very true. But a dog is very much like its master. It reflects its master's attitudes, feelings, tastes. If the master is fearful, the dog is going to be fearful. If the master is self-confident and just feels good about himself, the dog's going to be that way. Now, life gives me a second chance, but why would I need it? If we would train our dogs and teach them manners and teach them to be loving, because we're loving, if we are stealthful, if we are cheating, lying, stealing, if we are conniving, our dog will be that way. Really, our dog will be that way. Our dog is a pure reflection of us. So, think about it. If your dog piddles on the floor, a pure reflection of you. Okay, now, our topic is, life always gives me a second chance, and why would I need it? The point is, you always are forgiven. Life doesn't care what bad things you've done, how you have not studied your lessons, how you have not done your duty, how you have not fulfilled what you think you should have fulfilled. That gives you another opportunity to do it. But if you keep holding in your thought the mistakes that you made, the errors that you made, the things that you have done that you're not proud of, if you keep holding them in your thought, you're reliving them, and you will never get out of it. So life indeed does give us a second chance, third, fourth, fifth, millionth chance to forget what's past, to forget the bad things. Now, in the dog training books, they say it is best to train a dog from 0 to 6 months old. If you can train a dog until he is 6 months old, he will be a fabulous dog. If you can train a dog until he's a year old, you know, it's okay. When a dog gets over a year old, he becomes more difficult. The word is recalcitrant. He becomes more difficult to train because he has built up habits. He has built up attitudes about what is right and what is wrong. And this is the same with you and me. Over our lifetime, we have built up habits of what is right and what is wrong for us, what we believe is acceptable for us, and then we go out and we live according to those habits. Now, life always gives us a second chance. It merely means we can forget those habits and put new habits in motion if we want, and have a new life, have a new direction, have new impetus, have new output for whatever we want. We can do anything we like. Now, what do you want to do? What sort of life do you want to live? What direction do you want to go? We're always walking our spiritual path. Let me say, sometimes we walk backwards. Sometimes we walk off to the side a little bit here, but we're always on our spiritual path. Our spiritual path is our reality. It's, why are we here? Why are we human beings? Why are we living on this planet at all? Why did we come here? To be ourselves and have fun. Well, I didn't come here to be you. I didn't come here to have a bad time. I tell you, I didn't come here to have a bad time. I came here to have a good time. I came here to have fun. I came here to be myself. But sometimes I don't know who myself is, because your mommy and daddy said, you're a bad boy, you're a bad boy, and you'll never grow up to be anything worthwhile. And that's an attitude that's put in our mind. You're a bad girl, you're a stupid girl, you're a dumb girl, you'll never amount to anything. And then when you run around with people, it helps you not amount to anything. I told you so, I told you so. You know. Now, why do we create those experiences in our life? You've seen some of the Shirley Temple movies. They're movies, they're fiction. Okay. In the movies, she's a rich girl, and then she's stolen away from her rich parents and lives in poverty with her sparkling self and her dancing feet and her lovely attitude. She is living in the poverty, and it seems like this is kind of a nice poverty to be in. And then she is taken back into the arms of her loving, wealthy parents and back into her big room with all of her toys and stuff, and she takes it as a matter of stride. Has she been hurt by being poor? You see, the Shirley Temple movies have a beautiful theme that runs through all the movies. Shirley Temple, let's just say, the character she plays always remembers who the character is. If she plays Heidi, she is Heidi from beginning to end. When she's with her wicked old aunt's house, she is still the loving Heidi. When she's with her wicked old terrible father, grandfather, she's her lovely Heidi. When she's with the girl who can't walk, she's still the beautiful Heidi, the loving, gentle Heidi, teaching the girl how to walk, showing her by love and by laughter, by finding humor in the little things in life, always consistent to herself. Do you understand me? She is not inconsistent. And this is what we like about those movies. Whether she is taken away by her ugly aunt after she has been tossed into a nice circumstance and taken away again, she's still her lovely self. You say, what kids are ever like that? Lots of kids are like that. Most kids are like that. Little Love this morning, he had to go in to be checked, to be x-rayed, to see if a little operation on his knee might make his leg work better. And so we couldn't give him any breakfast. Well, now, Love had, rather, Button had his breakfast, and Little Love wasn't here. Ellen had him out for a walk. And so Love came back, and he ran to the kitchen. He says, where's my bowl? Where's my special treat breakfast? And he looks up at me and says, you haven't forgotten me, have you? And I said, no, I haven't forgotten you. You'll get it later. He said, well, I want it now. This is breakfast time. Normally, you get up at 3:30 and give me breakfast. Why are you not giving me breakfast now when it's, you know, 7 o'clock or whatever it is, you know? And I said, well, the doctor said you're not supposed to eat and you're not supposed to drink anything until after they do their x-ray or whatever they might do it for you. Well, don't the doctors understand? I am very hungry. I like to eat. Eating is one of the joys I have in life besides loving you. Now, I want to eat. And I said, well, I'm sorry, Love. We have to follow doctor's orders. Well, what do the doctor's orders know about me? Did the doctors ever check on me? Did they ever talk to me about how I feel about this? And I said, well, Love, it's just the way it is, you see. And he said, well, Dad, if that's what you say, I'll tolerate it. And so he tolerated it. But you see, he's always himself. He's always interested in food. Button is always himself. He'll take it if it's there, and if it's not there, he'll be perfectly happy. You see, a dog is by nature what it is. You follow me? A person is by nature what they are. What is your nature? What is my nature? This is why we say life always gives us a second chance. But why do we need it? Well, we've created the situation that we're in. We've created the circumstance that we're in. We've created all of the loving attitudes that we're in. And really, all we have to do is be ourselves and have fun. And when we get in trouble, when we get in big trouble, is when we are not ourselves and having fun. When we pretend to do something we don't believe in. When we pretend we're having a good time and we're not. Don't ever pretend, because you know in your heart when you are not having a good time. You know in your heart when you are not doing the thing that makes you happy. You know that in your heart. And because you know it in your heart, your body reacts, your life reacts, your whole being reacts. It's a silly thing, but that's the way it works. Our life reacts, and then what happens? We always have our second chance, but then what happens? You feel terrible. You feel bad. Nobody loves me. Because you don't love yourself. Everybody's trying to keep me from doing what I want to do. Because you're doing something that you don't want to do. If you do something you want to do, you don't care if anybody is interested in what you're doing or not. You don't care. If you're having fun, you don't care if anybody says it's fun or not. You like it. You're being yourself and having fun. Now, can we learn to do that? Sure. Life always gives me a second chance. Why would I need it? Let's take the first chance and live it. A schnauzer is a schnauzer. We know what a schnauzer dog should be, and we expect the schnauzer to be what it is. A mini pin is a mini pin. We know what it's supposed to be. A human being is a human being. We know what they're supposed to be. Oh my goodness, do we know? We think human beings are terrible. We think human beings are mean. And we think, what did they say? man's inhumanity to man? Is that the type of life that we want to live? Man's inhumanity to man? Well, that's a passing fad, okay? Humanity is a passing fad. What is our reality? Our divinity. So, we have been putting all of our attention on our humanity and all of its diversity, and then we wonder why we have a problem. If we would put all of our attention on our divinity, we would know who we are, and everything would be beautiful. We wouldn't need that second chance, because we would make good use of the first chance. Are you ready to live the kind of life that doesn't need a second chance? I am. Are you ready to be a dog that acts according to the Kennel Club's report? I am. Are you ready to be a human being that acts to your highest and greatest potential? I do. Are you ready to unfold your divinity right now, shazam, fully in your life, totally? I am. And you don't need a second chance. Go for it. Enjoy it. Love it. Experience it. Because that's who you are, and that's who I am. And I love you very much. Have a wonderful day.